Could I have everybody at their seats, please? We'll try to move this pretty quickly and go to our closed session. Call us to order. The agenda's before you. If there's no objection, we'll accept the agenda as presented. I do want to make one comment at the outset. Some folks may not have heard who knew him, but last week, the region lost someone who has been a great advocate for the disability community for a number of years and had been active here as well. Mr. Larry Pelkey passed away after an illness last week. And among other things, he had been an active participant in our E&D committee, our Disability Advisory Committee, for a number of years, has been active in disability issues throughout the region on almost everything that came up. He was a resident of Arlington and served on the board of the Independent Center of Northern Virginia, on our Disability Advisory Board in Arlington, and also on the Warren Stambaugh Memorial Foundation. He will certainly be missed. I've been asked by family to note that those who are interested, who knew Larry, are asked to go to a website that has been set up. If you go to www.mem.com and you enter Lawrence Pelkey into the name field, that there's a guest book, and the family's asking that those who knew him to leave their thoughts there. Most of his family is in Massachusetts, where he was originally from, so they're mostly not in this area. And they would be very appreciative for folks to leave any comments they might have. All right, our main item here is the report by the Finance Administration Oversight Committee on one item. Mr. Benjamin.
The item that we have before us is the endorsement of the economic stimulus project list. You have a resolution that we just recommended come to this board, and also the list of the items that we are endorsing. I would just note that, if I understand correctly, what we are saying here is we would like to, first of all, make sure everybody understands that this board is fully behind this set of numbers and this set of projects, so that any of our individual jurisdictions can help out on the Hill as much as possible, and with the new administration and moving these projects forward. And we are now giving the general manager the authority to go after this money in a very aggressive fashion to try and get as many of these projects done as possible.
Very good points. And Mr. Manager, I'd like to add to that. For those of us who work in other bodies, this list should go with you, assuming you approve it now, with a request that it be endorsed this evening. The Northern Virginia Transportation Commission meets, and Ms. Hudgens and Mayor Ewell, and I think Mr. McKay may not be able to be there tonight, but I imagine we'll be able to secure support from NVTC. And if your individual bodies, board supervisors, councils, and so on, are meeting, you could seek their endorsement for this, just so we have everybody focused on the fact that, you know, we all have our own lists of things we're seeking, but we all have an interest in this particular list. That serves us all. So,
Mr. Chairman,
it's a good opportunity. Mr. Benjamin.
I move the endorsement of the economic stimulus project list.
The motion made and seconded, and I assume your motion encompasses approval of the resolution before us?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So
yes,
the
resolution.
The question is on the resolution as presented. Further discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. That concludes the items for your committee, Mr. Benjamin.
Yes.
Okay, very good. In that case, we will be going into closed session and returning afterwards to certify closed session and take up any action if there are any items that should come out of that session. I move that the board meet in executive session to discuss safety and security matters consistent with Board Procedure Roman Numeral 6F and legislative strategy consistent with Board Procedure Roman Numeral 6H.
Mr. Chairman.
Is there a second?
I second, but may I also ask a question? Is it possible for us in executive session to have some discussion of agenda timing for possible additional meetings of the Finance Committee? Do we need to do something special at this point to do that?
Is that a closed session item?
So we would be okay having that discussion without a specific motion?
No, I think it's really saying it's not an item that would normally be included in closed session. So we could have it in open session, or we could have whatever conversations we need to have, but I don't think the board can convene in closed session to discuss.
Okay, we're not convening, but we can, as individuals, have that discussion.
I assume you will be talking to your colleagues about the times your committee might be meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, and we can talk about it downstairs when we come back.
Okay.
That'd be fine. All right, so the question is on the motion for closed session. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries, and we're in closed session.